Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
As we celebrate Easter here on Open House, there are tens of thousands of people singing and dancing and slushing along at Australia's largest festival, music festival in Toowoomba, Easterfest. It's in its 14th year. Hundreds of bands like Evermore, Reliant, K, Lecrae, Our Very Own Fortune, and a couple of big surprises, I'm told, they've been performing at the music festival over these last couple of days. One of Open House's great friends, Luke Holt from Juice FM on the Gold Coast, has been enjoying all the festivities, and Luke joins us now to give us a bit of taste of Easterfest 2013. Luke, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Lee. I've got some really good complexion on the way very soon because, mud masks, they're good for the skin, right?
It's been a bit damp underfoot, has it?
Oh, mate, I've literally taken my shoes and socks off to speak to you so that you didn't hear the slosh as I was standing in it.
I'm glad it's just radio, not smell-o-vision. So,
me too.
Tell us about a couple of these big surprises. What's turned up?
Well, the big thing was, and I spoke to a few people on the media before the weekend, and people were going, like, Peter Furler is going to be there, of course, one of the main and original newsboys,
yes.
Who left recently, and Paul Coleman, who was a former member of the Newsboys, is doing a solo thing, and Phil Joel, a former member of the Newsboys, is there as well. And someone goes, oh, are they going to do a Newsboys kind of get-together? I don't think it's going to happen. I really kind of went, I think Peter Furler has cut his ties and he's done. I think the others would be up for it, but I just didn't think Peter would do it. Peter surprised me, and he was in his solo set, and up comes Paul Coleman, up comes Phil Joel, up comes the original guitarist George, and I won't attempt to pronounce his last name. And so they had four former Newsboys all together. They also had a former DC Talk member who is now a part of Audio Adrenaline who joined them as well. So they did Newsboys, Audio Adrenaline, DC Talk combination all together in one epic show. And everyone who was there was just so excited that they were there to see such an amazing event.
Sends tingles up my spine to even think about such a moment. What a moment.
Yeah, I know. And look, it's one of those things, and Easterfest pulls this off regularly. It's one of those things you'll never experience again. Like, it was, one of those, it had to be here this moment, they all just aligned, and it happened. It's not something that they've got a plan to do on a regular basis,
So paint us a picture of how big Easterfest 2013 is, how it's all gone so far, apart from the rain.
Which is just adds a bit of extra excitement, is that a lot of young guys in particular ripped off the shirt and started running down the alleyways and sliding down the grass and mud on their stomachs and pulling all sorts of attempted tricks off. So it adds to the fun. Look, the thing is, the city of Toowoomba is just outside of Brisbane, and look, the population is a bit over 100,000 people. Now, we don't know the exact numbers for this year. I was talking to the guys from Easterfest, and they don't like to focus on it anyway. But realistically, it's been about 30,000 people. And I did hear from them that they're not disappointed in this year's numbers, although they don't know what they are exactly at this point. So here's a city of 100,000 people who has 30,000 people go to this Queen's Park in the middle of town. It's right in the CBD. And despite the fact that Toowoomba is no comparison to London, I'd say it's kind of like a Hyde Park kind of vibe, where it's just right in the heart. There's this hub of activity that happens there. So no one in Toowoomba can miss Easterfest. The entire city is owned by it, which is an incredible thing that the spotlight of this entire city is on Easter and the real meaning of Easter during this time, which is a fantastic thing.
That's what I was going to ask you. It's not just a festival at Easter. It's about Easter as well.
Yeah, it is. But what I love about it is because, of course, it's a Christian event. So there's some people in town who would prefer the Christians not to be doing something well. And there's been different opposition over the years. And I'm a Toowoomba boy originally, and I grew up here, and I was here for the first, what was originally called the Australian Gospel Music Festival, and seeing the years of development. And there's always been elements of opposition. But here's the amazing thing, is that it brings massive tourism into this city.
Yeah.
It's a financial gain. There is a cultural gain. It puts the city on the map in a lot of ways. It's now just been this year upgraded to Queensland major event status. So it puts it on the same level as Big Day Out. It puts it on the same level as the V8 Supercars. It puts it on the same level as any of the major events you can think of.
I love it.
it's brilliant because even these people who have had this opposition over the years have never been able to actually really think it, because it does too much good.
Yeah.
And this is what I love about it. It's not just a bunch of Christians doing a Christian thing. It's actually doing something incredible to this city. And when you talk to the business owners near where the park is, because of course people spill out and go to the coffee shops, and you know, and Easterfest really strategically do this as well. They put some artists in the coffee shops and in the cafes, and when you talk to them, they say it's their busiest time of year. But on top of that, they say, we never have more customers in our shop at any given time as this weekend, and we never have nicer, more well-behaved, respectful and polite people
Shine the light. Yeah.
Exactly. Fantastic. And so they're just people going in for a coffee, but they're good people giving the example of, you know, what our character and what the heart of our faith and belief really is actually about.
Fantastic. Luke, who's been your favourite speaker? And apart from that moment with Peter Furler and the rest of the Newsboys, your favourite performer so far?
Oh, well, look, from a speaker perspective, just before I took this phone call, Lecrae, who is a hip hop artist, was actually speaking on main stage in front of the Mud, and he was speaking amazingly. There's been just so many. There's been lots of forums of people talking about faith, talking about social justice, talking about all sorts of things. Because the festival is not just anymore about music; it's about so much stuff. So there was things like I was involved in a celebrity comedy quiz rock show or something, which was really just a sort of spics and specs style of thing.
Yep.
So that was fantastic, in front of a few thousand people, having a bit of live spontaneous fun with the guys from Compliments to Gus. Look, I mean, there's guys like, obviously the Peter Furler Newsboys thing was great. There's a lot of bands, and this is what I actually love about it. There's a lot of bands who played in that maybe it's their first gig, or their first major gig, an up-and-coming artist, and they got to share stages with some of these huge acts, and these huge acts delivered what we expect from these huge acts. They were fantastic, Sanctus Real and these guys. But it's those up-and-coming people who are getting to experience something spectacular for the first time in their development. That's what I love, and that's what I've really enjoyed seeing.
How do you think the people in the crowd have been affected by both the music and the messages?
Well, I mean, it's really interesting, because I think, on the one hand, Easterfest, loves to engage with the Christian community and wants to see people passionate and on fire to live out their faith. And so there's a lot of focus on things like social justice and charity and good works. And so we spur you up and have a great time here, and you go out and continue to do amazing things out of your faith. But I think there's a massive heart to reach out to the city beyond this. And look, it continues each year to break down those cultural barriers. And I think this is the most exciting thing by it, because they take some of the venues out into the city and put on free stages and stuff into the major shopping centres and engage with that. And there's a really strong strategy to say our heart is to reach beyond just the hyped Christian crowd.
And we can reach into the city. Yeah, and we can demonstrate that it's okay to do things both well and on a big scale.
Yeah, exactly. And no one who is outside of, out of the church culture would kind of go and say, oh, that's a bit dodgy. They actually go, this is actually really fun. Everyone's having a good time. And it's excellent. So the lighting, the sound, the music, the quality. And, for me, probably, a highlight is that, Evermore was there. And they put on a couple of shows. And these guys have just been touring, around Australia doing massive mainstream gigs. And it was just one of those rare moments when they came and did a Christian gig. Because the guys from Evermore, very strong, passionate faith, and absolutely committed to serving their God. And it was just a chance for them to connect with a different group of people as they're called to a different arena on a normal basis. I love to see the fact that they actually brought extra focus in on the festival from outside. So The Age from Melbourne came to Easterfest to do a story based on Evermore and their presence at this Christian festival. So, more exposure, more connection.
Keep feeling like saying, I love it. It's come such a long way, though, over the last 14 years, hasn't it?
Oh, it has. Look, really, can I be honest, to say the first couple, kind of ordinary. really, I mean, it was a great, like, it has, and this is not to discredit anything that anybody did at that point, because look what it's grown into. This is the legacy that those people have done. But they started with something, and it wasn't quite working, and it went backwards financially significantly in the first few years.
Yeah.
And they had to either make a decision to say, we're going to can this, or we're going to step it up and try and do something bigger. And they made a decision. They put on a young guy who was very young, very inexperienced as the director. His name was Isaac Moody. And this, you know, he didn't have runs on the board. He was a switched-on dude, but he didn't have runs on the board. But he does now, because he's the one who took this to, instead of venues all around the city, which were so disconnected and isolated, he brought it all together into this massive festival that made such an impact. And this was all started as well by the churches of the city, who the pastors came together in a act of unity, really broke down some of the barriers that had been there between them, and started to pray together on a regular basis. And out of this, you know, passion, they started to plant seeds for something big like a festival to happen. And out of that group, this started to happen. And the churches in the city actually made it happen in the first place. And it was the churches who ran the cafes, and it was the churches who did all the little elements to make this festival possible. And they've blossomed this into something which is actually really putting the city, the culture, and our faith on the map.
My friend, we're only 40 minutes into Open House and you've made my night. I love it. Thank you so much, Luke. You're
no worries.
A champion. Luke's from, good on you, mate, Juice FM on the Gold Coast.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.